The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ did not volunteer to be on Am I the Jerk, but he's with me, and he better own it with me, because we're going to own it together, dang it.
Yep, I guess so. Here we go. Here we go, hand in hand.
The Am I the Jerk today is written by yours truly and DZ.
Yep.
Because I found out DZ actually agrees with me. Are we the jerks for regifting things at the holidays that either other people gave us or, well, honestly, I was going to say that you get for free, but everything that people give you are free.
Technically, gifts are free.
Anything people give you is free. So whether someone hands you, let's say I handed Ryan in Calabama a country Christmas pass.
Oh, passes. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't pay for that.
No.
I gave him that. I got that for free, and then I gave it to him.
Yeah.
But it was from the heart, Ryan and Ashley, if you're listening.
You thought of him when you gave it to
exactly.
him. Exactly. It'd be something fun for him and the fam to do.
Exactly. And then you and I started talking, and I was like, DZ, am I the jerk if I re-gift things? And you were like, no.
Nah.
So that's why I threw you under the bus with me, because I know you're on my page. But why waste? Why not recycle and reuse? Is it less heartfelt when you re-gift something?
I mean,
it feels like it might be. And I feel like some people are going to go, no, you're not putting any work into it. You're just re-gifting?
I hate to call ourselves out, but it is. It's thoughtless.
It is thoughtless.
It's unappreciative, right? It's a little self-centered in a way to say, I'll never use this. I'm never going to. So I'm just going to give it to somebody else. What you're doing is pawning off something you didn't want and giving it to somebody you think will use it. Great in concept. But in a nutshell, we are being jerky. I hate to say it.
And this is where I kind of go, hold on, though. I don't think we are, because let's say I re-gift, I don't know, something that's $25, a really, really nice candle.
Right.
I'm thinking they're really going to use that and love that. And to me, that's the thought, is like, I'm not going to use it, but I just know it's going to make them happy.
But then you give them the gift and they hate the smell.
Oh, well, nobody said they were going to hate the smell.
But I'm saying, then they re-gift it, right? You're thinking giving it to somebody, oh, they're going to love this, and they don't.
If they re-gift it, then I'm really not the jerk. I was trying to say the opposite. Way of what you were saying we're not the jerks, because technically we did put thought into it.
Yeah.
I'm going, I don't want this, but this would make them happy. So to me, going, hey, Ryan, this is going to make your family happy, that was thoughtful to me, even though I didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
I gave him my one extra.
I get what you're saying.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but let me flip it back to you.
Okay, talk to me.
We are the jerks. Because...
Why are you doing this to us? Dang it.
Well, cause
what side are you on?
I don't know anymore.
This is hysterical. Okay, go on. We are the jerks because...
I'm thinking of how much intention I search for gifts for people. Mm. The people in my life, when I'm shopping for you, I am shopping for you. So if regardless of the monetary value of $5, $10, $100, $1,000, I thought of you and particularly picked it because I thought you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think of your personality. Mm-hmm. I think of your cues. I think of who you are.
So you.
So when I feel like I got you something that I know you're going to like or think you're going to like and you don't and you re-gift it, I'm kind of crushed because I'm going, oh, I don't know you how I thought I did. Yikes. Right. Yikes. Mm. I internalize that. You'll never hear it from you. You'll never know it from me, actually.
Yeah.
But I internalize the presents that don't get liked because I could usually tell. I'm a great judge of character, especially when I'm given a present.
Yeah, you can tell if they like it.
You see it in their face. Oh, yeah. So when I see it in your face that you don't like it, it hurts. It does.
Man.
It does.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. If it's unopened and unused, it's going to someone who will use it and appreciate it. Okay.
I hear it, but is that true?
Somebody else texted in and said, no gifts for y'all, you re-gifters. Oh.
Ow. Personalized gifts are different.
Yikes.
If it's something that you made for me, that's not going anywhere. But perfect example, man. And I'm sure my guy, I'll hear this later because I know they listen.
Uh-huh.
Years back, one of my friends gifted me a cigar humidor.
Okay.
Like a little cigar box.
Okay.
I don't smoke cigars.
Right.
It was like this is really cool. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But what am I going to do with this?
What am I ever going to do with this?
And he's thinking, it's a cool guy gift.
It's a guy gift.
And you're like, yeah, but I don't smoke cigars.
And I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Right? Could I keep other stuff in there? Yeah, but I wasn't interested in doing none of that, bruh. So I was like, I don't need to keep anything fresh in this box.
Mm-hmm.
So the present stayed fresh in its box for like a good year. And then I was scrambling because I forgot to buy a present for a homie. Casually smoke cigars.
And you gave him the cigar box. I think that's works, honestly. It made sense in my mind, the way you just told that story.
Yeah.
Catherine in Waukesha texted in and said, not the jerk. Once it's gifted to you, it's yours.
Fair.
Yeah, but.
The point stands of, are we jerks for not caring about the gift and its intention?
We're not trying.
I'm not even giving it the chance. Could I have found a use for some of the gifts that I've regifted? Sure. Yes, I could have.
Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said, I think returning or exchanging is the non-jerk thing to do. If you don't like what you're gifted, you can get something you do like, and in an indirect way, that person still got you that gift, saying almost like that's why they make gift receipts.
I feel that.
They're saying, take back what they got you, but that would hurt my feelings. I'd rather you just re-gift it and not tell me you took it back.
You would?
I don't want to know.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Don't tell me I got you a bad gift. I'm going to feel worse.
I'd rather you take it, pretend like you love it, and use it, and then give it to somebody else, or keep it in a closet, because if you go and exchange it, then I'm really going, oh, I didn't have confidence in the gift I gave you at all.
Thank you. See?
I hear where you're at.
I don't want to, it's like, I want to look the other way. I don't want to know, man.
Oh, I'd be mortified then you're at the store at the same time and they're exchanging the gift you got them. Dead.
Punch me in the throat right now. I mean, I would die. I would die. No, thank you.
Oh,
absolutely not. Okay, 414-533-1037. Now you can text or you can call. Now, Lindsay in Grafton says, not the jerk. We're on a roll right now with the people texting in. Whether you paid for it or not, it's all about the thought. You realize someone else would better love the gift than yourself.
That's not what I was doing. I just didn't need it in my house.
Well, DZ and I are both on the same page. We re-gift.
We're re-gifters. We're re-gifting. Are we the jerks for re-gifting?
Let's just take your calls and text next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, it's us.
We're the problem, it's us.
Thank you. DZ and I want to know if we're the jerks for being re-gifters, because sometimes I re-gift things that, I didn't pay for any of them, really. If it was a gift, I didn't pay for any of it.
I really want to know, is Allie the jerk for looping me into this when I didn't agree to it?
You agreed on a text, don't lie.
Dang it, you're right. No, you're right, you got me,
I texted DZ this weekend. I said, am I the jerk for re-gifting? And he was like, I do it. And I said, we're on the same page. Hello, Monday, here we are.
I didn't know this is what you meant.
This is what I meant. Okay, let's go to the callers and see what they have to say. Let's start with Ashley in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, give it to us. And I didn't ask which way you're going to go. I wanted to find out on the air, and I don't want anyone to be afraid to tell us the truth.
For real, though. Say what you trust.
Keep it real.
You are not the jerk.
So, checks in the mail.
Yep. So if you get a gift and you don't like it, I don't want it sitting in your closet, just wasting space. Like, I spend my good hard money on it. So either you use it and give it to someone else, or I always try to give the gift receipt so that they can return it to the store and get something that they like.
That's fair.
sometimes I'm wrong, you know?
That's fair. And you don't, you're not like me where you don't feel that in your heart where you're like, oh, I just suck at getting presents. No, is that that's not normal?
No.
Oops.
I'm just like, maybe I messed up on that
you
one.
You know what?
So.
You could also have that. We could also talk about on this show, are we are gift cards unthoughtful? Because I'm a gift card person now because I don't want to make someone. I'm going, you know what? You know what you want better than you want.
I've never regifted a gift card. I'll tell you that.
Honestly. Thank you. See? So that's the other thing where when I give gift cards, sometimes I'm like, am I being unthoughtful? But
No, because you're just leaving it up to them. They got a whole Amazon cart full of stuff that they're waiting to buy. And
it's the same as them returning a gift and getting what they want. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or you're at least throwing $50 towards the thing that they do want. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're talking me off the ledge. All right.
Well,
appreciate it, Ashley.
I love it. Ashley.
Yeah, no problem. Day one. I'm going to call in tomorrow. I'm going to get a theme song.
Boom. We believe in you tomorrow's day, too.
Get it, girl.
All right. Have a week.
You too. Bye. She said have a good week. Like, we're not going to talk to you tomorrow. You mean have a good rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Come on now.
And we also say love you. Bye.
Exactly. Love you. Bye. That's one way to get a theme song. Let's go to Noelle in Heartland, because it tis the season.
Noelle. Please don't hang up.
I love it.
I was going to say, either one of two ways. You either love us or you're going to hang up. Yeah, please don't hang up.
Pretty much. And I'm working on my singing if you've been listening to the show.
I would never hang up.
Aww.
Well, we would. So.
That
makes one of us. But anyway, Noelle, it's not out of love. We love you. It's just because we're on a time crunch, okay? It's got nothing to do with you. Nothing personal, I promise.
Of course.
All right, so Noelle in Heartland, are we the jerks? Go.
I'm going to say no, but only if you're re-gifting something that you actually genuinely think that other person would like, then I don't see a problem with it. Ah. If you're really not putting any thought into it, then maybe. But, I mean, if you're not going to use it,
then what's the big deal?
You think somebody else would, then you might as well.
Okay.
I hear it. I do hear it.
Everybody's agreeing with us. So is everybody a re-gifter out there?
We must be.
We're not alone. Are you a re-gifter, Noelle?
Be honest.
I think I've done it maybe once or twice.
Great.
Oh, she's not a regift. Dang it. We shouldn't have asked.
Dang it. I thought everybody was like us, and they're not. Shoot.
Noelle, they're not
like us.
Noelle's much better than us.
Shoot.
Well, Christmas is my season, obviously.
So.
Noelle.
Noelle,
we love you. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye. All right. Tomorrow's day, too.
That's right. Greg in Greenfield said, not the jerk. You're giving the gift to someone who may appreciate it a lot more than you. Oh, and Allie is the jerk?
Oh, two different answers.
No one wants to hear about all this free stuff. It's the perk of my job, Greg. Let me live. Don't make me pull the single mom card.
You act like we don't pay for plenty, bro.
Well,
what?
And you act like we don't pay taxes on stuff, too. Give me a break. We pay for a lot of things.
You know, ain't nothing in life free.
That's actually, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Nothing is free in life, that's for sure. Let's go to our boy in Sheboygan, Santino. I have to do a public apology, by the way. You missed this, DZ. I left Santino. Hi. Allow me to apologize because I left Santino, I kid you not, on hold for 30 minutes the other day.
And he held?
And he actually held on because he was driving to Milwaukee for something from Sheboygan. And I'm like, dude, he's like, and then he finally texts me and said, you left me on hold for 30 minutes.
What a savage.
I'm so sorry, Santino.
Our bad, bro.
Welcome to the show.
Last week was crazy. Good morning.
Hi.
You know what? And I get it. I really appreciate the apology. And she made her wrong a right.
Thank you.
She apologized because Calabama came in and stole the show. So it's okay.
He said it's okay.
Shots fired.
And he did bring his presents to us. So I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. There's proof. Ryan, proof is there.
Ryan got the time. Sorry. Ryan threw me for a loop. Okay, Santino, but are we the jerk?
You get the time now.
Yeah, it's your time. Hi. The kids.
There's layers to this because if I give a gift, okay, baby. If I give a gift, I'm like, DZ, it's personal, it's intimate.
Yeah.
So it means something because it's something that they might have said to me and like, oh, man, I wish I had this. And I'm like, okay, I remember that. I got you.
Yep. I'm following. Yep.
Yeah. So but then on the other side of the spectrum is you just got me a sweater that I already have, or if you gave me a Detroit Lions hoodie or something that I already have, well, I probably won't give it away. But
well,
I'll
that, you should light that thing on fire. I mean, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Whatever.
Listen,
I don't care if they're good all of a sudden. I don't care if they're good all of a sudden.
At this rate, it's Lion Pride, man. I don't even know no more.
Everyone has to cheer for them because they're going to get a movie called Miracle. Miracle 2. Miracle 2, it's going to be called for the Lions.
Listen, Allie, you can't give an apology and then come throwing shots. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Fair. You know, Santino received. I'm working on bettering myself. Received.
But he hasn't answered yet. Are we or are we not the jerks? Is it a vacuum or nah?
It's a vacuum. It's a vacuum, not a jerk. Not a jerk. I can't let y'all fall on that sword like that. I can't say that. I have regifted white elephant gifts before. I mean, there's something, the gift that keeps on giving.
Those are fun,
but nothing
though.
Personal that somebody's giving me.
I guess it matters. Yeah, if you give me a monogram hat with my name on it, I'm not going to give it to somebody else. You right.
Fair enough.
But Allie, you are the jerk for stealing and regifting my time to somebody else. How about that?
Received. And you know what? I'll remember that next time. Blame Ryan. Call him. I don't have time for this right now. You two fight amongst yourselves. You and Ryan from Calabama got to go fight on your own.
Well, I'll let you later, Santino. Love, brother.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Be great.
Peace. Be good. Be kind.
Whoever texted in, Allie's a jerk for that high note. Ow, my ears. You want another one?
Hey, dog. You can hit that. You can that hit
was,
that. Right,
that was bad. Let me try again.
Oh, no, never mind.
Shoot, I lost it. Screw it.